Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. How are you? This is Dove Knight, and again, as I said before, thank you for listening to my previous radio tour. As far as music is concerned, I am releasing another album within a month or two. Hopefully, you should receive it by July. If not, I'll let you know, because it might be before then. I'll let you know. You know, I got to talk because I'm an artist, versatile. And the struggles that come with an artist is like creating and becoming, enhancing oneself from the productivity. And, you know, I've done so much. I released 6 albums, several EPs, several singles for you to enjoy. You can listen to it on any of the, like I said, iTunes and so on, Spotify. And I've written books. I've performed a lot of places in the past. I've done so much. And, you know, as I have an ego because I'm a human being, I feel that I'm entitled since I worked hard. But get me now and look at the way I look, my situation, and say I'm lying to people. They say, you know, the names and so on, and I keep being positive. You know, it doesn't matter if I'm in a car, access van, or anything, you know. I tell it like it is. I'm being honest. I'm a performer. When I'm online, or on stage, that's where I'm at. But when I'm off stage, I'm just like to live like a normal person. In other words, you know, I like my privacy. I like to be left alone. But if someone comes to talk to me directly about my music or say hello, I will say yes. But in general, I realized when I was a teenager and wanted to become an artist and I came to Hollywood to make my dreams come true, I realized I too had the double whammy of the artistic mentality. So creative, writing songs, you know, singing or wanting to act or wanting to create. And then I have all this other baggage. Like a lot of artists, I came from humble beginnings. I had a bad childhood. Even now, people misunderstand me and question my mentality, what I'm doing, make fun of my weight. Some people outside were laughing at how they thought the perception was I was fat. And, you know, being an artist is all different shapes and sizes. I'm not afraid to hide who I am or what I am. And, yes, like all the artists, I had my own share of hardship. But I'm okay. Through the thick and thin, from being a homeless person with a starry-eyed dream, looking at this Hollywood sign, praying that I'll make it, praying that I make it, get discovered to a wiser survivor, childly, of the struggle, but also much stronger and with the awareness to continue and to create. It took me a long time to get my music out, but it's out there for you to enjoy. And I create by going onto my little keyboard in my little home. Yeah. I'm a little person, you know. But little people have rights, don't they? Being a little person, but really inside, I'm a much bigger person than being called little, because I don't even consider myself little, but people would call me a little person. But this is not the Donald Trump, Leon Hemsley show. This is Dove Knight, living in Hollywood. I am fine. Just fine. I'm having fun. but I had to create because I had to get it out of me. But the truth is I suffered so much brutality by the long struggles, by the put-downs, by the harassment, but I'm okay. Because I use it to create, to write a song, write a book, to illustrate the truthfulness, and to know that I'm set free and I'm great. I really am great, but so are you. I'm a great person inside and out, and I got to continue. Persist is the key. Do my best in this lifetime. I hope that you guys understand I'm trying to be honest, and I hope I ain't being negative because I'm just telling it like it is when I say negative. I'm trying to be honest and positive. And my goal is to speak out what I feel. And I tell it like it is because it's truthfully for who I am and what I am. When they, you know, it's all about belief. And no matter what anybody say, I continue to do it. I continue to create, persist. Yes, I walked the mountains, exercised when I was younger, and I still walk to get some exercise. Like I walk around a block, 20, 30 minutes, maybe more, to keep my mind serene. So when I get home, I can play those keys. Because the melodies come in my head when I sing. I was told that to believe, to truly believe, and no matter what happens, believe, and it can come true. And I do. But I'm going to make the best out of what I got. I always have to be aware of reality. Reality has sucked me dry, but I'm aware of it to know that I can dream. So when I see the Hollywood sign and I see things, dreams can become reality. No matter where it take me, I will be fine, and I'll do the best I can as a human being and believe in thyself and open my mind to the world who wants to listen. And that's all I can do. One day at a time, I will be all right, and so will you. And thank you for listening. Like I said, with that motto I always use at the end of each show, may all your wishes and dreams come true, like I hope mine's come true, because we all deserve to be happy. May your higher power or whatever you believe bless you, because we are all God's children. Or if you don't believe in a God, or if you do, we are all equal. Find happiness wherever you can find it. Wherever you believe, find it. Because it should be no preference over one religion from another. Whatever you believe and makes you happy, or whoever you want to love, or whoever you want to be with, or whatever dream you want to go for it. If it makes you happy and you ain't bothering nobody else, then go for it. I'll be back sooner than later. As I say, it's a different show. Good day. Good night. From the...